We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 37. Balance of Power.
Part 2 of 3.
Come on, man.
Don't rush me. All right, it has to separate. Hand me that little eyedropper.
That's not a lot, man. Is it enough?
The other batches will be ready soon, so just sit down and shut up while I do this. This should be enough to get started. The rest will be done soon.
Where'd you learn to do all this anyway?
Do you guys I shared a tent with?
Wait, what? They were getting high? That's how you know? Is this even safe?
Yeah, well, as much as it can be. At least I have real acetone this time.
So you used it?
No comment. But let's just say it was more fun to make it.
Learn new shit every day.
Okay, that should be it. Come on.
So, what about the other stuff? You know, harder stuff? You didn't...
Would you just get the door already?
Hey, I'm not judging. Just never figured you'd...
All right, that was a long time ago. But you know what? It was a good thing I did it, because otherwise we wouldn't have this. Where's Tanya?
In there talking with CJ. Apparently she didn't put together what was going on. She didn't know.
You didn't tell her yet?
How could I? She's doing it now.
No, there has to be another way.
There isn't. Even if we had the equipment, under the circumstances...
Find a way! Do you have any idea what this means? I'm a sitting duck.
This is ridiculous.
Saul, talk to her! Tell her she can't!
She has to.
No. She doesn't have to do anything.
If you want to live, she does.
Michael, here, give me that. Saul, I'm gonna need you in here with me, okay?
No! You can't!
She either does this, or you're done. There's no other way.
Bullshit! Get this off of me!
No!
Get this off of me!
Grab her! Hold her! You take that tourniquet off and you're done.
No!
You have no other choice. Your leg is dead. It will kill the rest of you if we don't remove it now.
Then why did you use this? Why not something else?
You would have bled out otherwise. I had to.
We're losing time. We've waited long enough. Give me the chloroform.
No! She has to decide.
No. Please, Saul, no. Don't do this.
Look at me. Okay, look at me.
Please, don't. No, don't do this. Please, don't do this.
Do you understand that you will die if we don't?
I won't last long either way.
No, fuck that. You will.
The minute something happens and they get close...
We won't let that happen. You're stronger than that.
How?
How much shit you have in place right now, all over, huh? How many plans... Freaking safe houses, all that, everywhere. Nobody can do what you can do. As long as you got this, you can still fight. And you know it.
Saul.
Now, are you done pouting? You ready to sit back, shut up, and do this before it gets to the point where we can't fix it? Because we're getting there, fast.
Do it.
It's gonna be okay.
All right. Lean back, okay?
That should last a while. And I have some more being made.
Thank you.
Well, I haven't done anything yet. Just sit back and relax, okay? Here. Breathe in.
All right, you're gonna feel dizzy at first. And that's okay.
Yeah. Is that?
Yeah, that should be enough. Not too much. Space it out.
I'll need you to keep an eye on our heart monitor, okay? This stuff's still dangerous.
It's working.
She's not out?
It doesn't always work like that. Some people stay awake.
Oh, man.
Grab the towel. Put it over her eyes. Strap her down.
It's okay. I don't feel.
Michael, grab the headsets from my bag. Put them on.
You need any help?
No, just wait outside, okay? We have this handled. Shut the door.
Do we need to keep her around?
You know what? No. Head back to the house with the others, okay? You've been here all day. Have Max walk you home.
Okay.
Saul?
Yeah?
You're staying, right?
I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, these are coming over the top, so
just let me know if they're not loud enough. Can you still hear me?
Barely.
Okay.
Surgery lasted 5 hours. We ended around 3 a.m. Tanya nearly collapsed from exhaustion when she was done, but she finished in true form. CJ survived. The 2 days following the surgery were quiet, almost peaceful. The injured started to heal, and the bodies were removed from inside the colony. There wasn't much done during that time. No single person was in charge, we all were. Everyone self-governed their duties. Cooked the food, watered the crops, whatever needed to get done. No one really talked much. People mostly stayed indoors, slept, and started to get into a routine. My soldiers and I helped take over many of the guardian positions. It wasn't until after a while that I started to make my rounds and check on everyone. I guess I put it off longer than I should have, but I didn't know what to say to her.
We're cruising down this road in Fort Irwin, right?
On the way to the checkpoint where Riley was at.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going. And then this one jumps on the back of the Hummer. I swivel around and I try shooting it off with the mounted 50 cal, but it's too close. So I gotta duck down below the hatch with my sidearm.
Oh man, that sucks!
Yeah, I keep shooting it, and the thing just keeps coming.
Hey, Michael!
Oh, hey, boss man, what's going on? You need us for something?
Hey, where you headed? You need a hand?
No. Not really. Just, gonna go check on someone. You guys off duty?
Yeah, that short freckle guy and the old man.
Bert.
Yeah, him. They're on post now.
We were just headed off to Mahler Row to start grabbing stuff they're clearing out of the houses.
Yeah, well, whatever's left.
What, like guns and...
None of that stuff, and all that went to the colony's army. This is like, you know, the leftover clothes and stuff.
Didn't really have time to pack, you know? This shirt's on like day 3, and for all the shit we did, it might as well be on day 9.
You want in?
Maybe later.
Your loss.
Michael?
Hey.
Hey. How are you?
Good. Good.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. Everything's fine.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
Everyone else okay?
Yeah. Lizzie's in the back with Saul, and Riley's making lunch in the kitchen. And Kelly's out, but she's fine too.
That's good.
Is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
I guess not.
Hey, what's up? Everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Oh, all right, good. Okay, so you don't need me, or?
Nope, not really.
Oh, you and her? Gotcha. I'll just...
Michael?
No, nope, stop. Turn around.
But I want to say hello. I was meaning to... Hey! Is that Michael?
No, this way.
But I...
No, now come on.
Don't push me. I'm pregnant.
You can't use that excuse for everything. Come in here.
Thought I would see you sooner.
Yeah, me too.
No, I get it. You've been busy. It's fine.
I'm here now, aren't I?
Clearly.
I wish things would have gone differently when you left.
Me too.
I tried writing.
I know.
Oh. So you got those?
Yeah, I did. I just couldn't write back. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I don't know what I expected.
I don't either. I didn't expect to see you again.
Me either. I just wish you would have been able to say that at least. Or something. Anything.
Michael. There was someone else in Boulder. I was with someone else.
Oh.
The letters didn't come until later.
You could have told me that.
How? Or why, even?
Well, I just thought what we had meant something.
I didn't even know what we had. How could I have? You'd never talk about it. And it wasn't even for that long. I mean, I was in Boulder for a lot longer than I even knew you. Look, I am sorry I didn't say anything before. I guess I thought it would make it harder. It wasn't like I was planning on coming back.
Well, you did. And you're here now. Is he here too?
No. He's not.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Me too. Well, now you know.
Maybe I should go.
Look, Michael. I know why you came, and I feel like I have to make something clear.
Oh?
Okay, first, I cannot begin to tell you how grateful I am that you found us. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you, and all of us even.
You're welcome.
Please, don't. Whatever we had, I don't know if I even want it anymore.
Oh.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't right now, okay? Bye.
There's a lot of things in my life that brought me pain. Lots of bruises, cuts. Hell, almost damn near had my arm broken off. But nothing hurt me quite as deep as that did.
Come on, that doesn't even fit you right.
Just lost a little weight is all. Hitting the treadmill a little too much. I'll grow into it.
You two give it a rest. Size doesn't matter.
Hey now, speak for yourself.
Shirt size, medium large, close enough.
Why not extra large?
The sleeve, like, hangs over your arm. Michael, tell this guy he looks like a goofball. This isn't the 90s, man. I get it. It's the end of days. But have a little class.
Keep me safe. I won't get so burnt in the sun.
You look like a toddler and a fat woman.
Yeah. He needs an extra small.
Taking it anyway.
Michael, you all right? What's up, man? You okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
What? You hurt or something?
No, just... No.
Aw, man. It's the broad. It is. I know that look. Don't worry about it, man. Don't be such a glummy goose. There's a lot of gals here that know what you did. It's gonna be all right.
I don't want... No, I don't know.
Look, I don't know what's going on, but all this, man, what's happened, it's like uncharted territory. People doing all kinds of funny things. I mean, we just got off the death train. Maybe give us some time.
Maybe you're right.
Of course I'm right. You know what else I'm right about? Digging through the mall of shit, being fun. That's right, too. Come on over here. I saw this baseball card collection. You like baseball cards?
No.
Baseball cards? I'm stuck in the 90s?
Baseball cards are timeless, man. And they got other shit, too. All right, it's all gonna be gone if you don't get over here. All right, come on, attaboy. Hey, you bunch of moochers, save some for the fucking guy that saved all y'all's skin.
Junk. That's junk. Hey, you think this'll...
Here's another box.
Eh, never mind. It's torn.
Why are they clearing all this out?
Eh, making room. The Maulers practically stacked everyone else into their houses just to make room for themselves. Bunch of assholes. They trashed a few of them, too. Yep. It's gonna take more than some time and a bucket of paint. And all this junk just got in the way.
If it's trash, do we just chuck it over the wall? Is that how it's done here?
Oh, man, I think this one might have actually been worth something.
Can you put those damn cards down and help me grab the rest of the boxes inside?
Hey, man's gotta have hobbies. Oh, here, slide that one over this way.
Ah, sweet! Season 3 of Buffy. I was looking for this one. Oh, man, it's missing disc 2.
So, Michael, what's next?
God shift starts in 8 hours.
No, here. We just gonna sit around the colony forever, or what?
I have a few ideas for the next steps to take, but this place is a mess. There's a lot I have to settle here first.
We'll just see how that goes.
What's that supposed to mean?
You just got here. You don't think you're overstepping a bit, Michael?
What? Like you were doing all that good before, right?
Hell yeah, we were. We fought off the Maulers, took this place back, freed Bert and Lizzie, and
brought those things right to your doorstep, too. About to get your asses handed to you. Oh yeah, you were doing just great.
Hey, you do, pendejo. Way I hear it, if we didn't get that message out of the sap phone, you'd be a burn mark on the concrete.
Really? Is that what you hear, huh?
And we were left here in the first place!
Hey, you should count your blessings. This was cake compared to what we was going.
Hey, knock it off, you two. None of that matters now.
Hey, what's this?
You really don't get it, do you, Michael?
Is this about leaving you here? We never thought you were alive. Otherwise...
No, not that, right? I'm over that. You don't get it. You left the colony in a really bad situation. And yeah, you may have come back and helped in a really tough spot. But people won't forget that you were the reason they were in the mess in the first place.
How?
Disarming this place like you did.
Guys?
You did too.
And the Maulers heard you call. You let them know we were here.
I didn't give any specifics. You can't pin all that on me.
Wait, what happened exactly?
And I didn't say to take all the guns. You did that on your own.
Look, it doesn't matter what I did before. Guys? And yeah, people don't really like me around here anymore. But Michael, I'm not the one trying to lead them. They're not gonna listen.
Yeah. We'll have to see about that.
They're a bunch of ingrates if they don't.
All right. And what if they do? All right? Say by some miracle, everyone looks past it all. They're gonna wanna know what the next step is. Oh, you keep talking about this. Some big plan. You wanna bring the fight to them. Well, how?
What the fuck is this?
How do you plan on doing that?
I haven't had a lot of time yet to figure out the specifics while I'm trying to keep things safe here. Really, how else do you think-
Jesus, look at his face.
What? What is it?
Would you please not right now? He needs to-
Get out! Now!
Is that Scratch?
Oh, shit! Give me that!
What is she?
Give it to me!
What is it?
Get off Scratch. Me! Oh, sick.
What was that?
Nothing!
Victor, what was that?
You don't want to see it.
She fucking executed him.
Who?
Would you just-
Just what? What happened? What are you hiding?
I'm not hiding anything. It wasn't the right time. I was gonna tell you later. After everything calmed.
Who? You better tell me now.
Angel.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies,
Otto Sterk, Constance Parn,
Blair Beihauer, Elisa Elliott,
Shirley Jordan,
Scott Marvin,
Jane Lehosh,
Brett Newton,
Christian Vieira,
Jay Olegario,
Katie Keene,
Sean Lewin, and
Tony Ray.
Written and directed by Casey Wayland, line producer Alex Herrera, Zinterns, Ray Husky, and Lauren Kroon. Voice cut by Brent McLean, edited by John DiGiacomo and Casey Wayland. Music selections and intro by Brother Dan. Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive. The serial audio drama was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com. This has been a Wayland production.